This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has officially launched its campaign for election as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, for the 2028-29 term. Launching India's candidature at the UN headquarters in New York last night, External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar unveiled India's Shanti Vision, securing holistic advancement through norms, trust and integrity, as the country's guiding approach to promoting global peace, security and equitable development. He said the world is facing growing conflict and instability, making the role of the United Nations more critical than ever.
In a world with too many conflicts and tensions, India has consistently housed dialogue and diplomacy. We have sought to bridge differences, we have sought to find common ground. Our focus has been on mitigating the impact of these developments for the global system. From this, you can judge for yourself the level of India's commitment to a more secure, stable, prosperous world. These goals are best achieved through wider consultations and harmonizing different interests. We believe that India's presence in the Security Council will help strengthen decision-making in this vital
body. Highlighting India's credentials, Dr. Jayashankar said India has contributed nearly 3 lakh personnel to about 50 UN peacekeeping missions since the organization's inception and currently has over 4,300 personnel serving in 10 UN peacekeeping missions. The mortal remains of 15 Indian tourists who lost their lives in a boat tragedy near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam arrived in Mumbai last night. The victims were flown from Ho Chi Minh City on a Vietnam Airlines flight after Indian diplomatic missions coordinated the repatriation process with Vietnamese authorities. State governments of Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh and Kerala have been asked to coordinate with the bereaved families for the onward transportation of the bodies to their hometowns. Indian embassy in Vietnam also expressed gratitude to the Vietnamese authorities for their support with the rescue, identification and repatriation process following the tragedy. A speedboat carrying 32 Indian tourists and 4 local crew members capsized off Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam on Friday, leaving 15 tourists dead. 16 survivors have also returned to India and one tourist remains hospitalized in Vietnam. A fishing trawler that had gone missing off the West Bengal coast earlier this month has been found capsized in the Bay of Bengal with 9 fishermen confirmed dead and 6 others still missing. The trawler had left Shankarpur Sea Harbour on the 2nd of July with 15 fishermen on board. Contact with the vessel had been lost since the 5th of July. A joint search operation by the Coast Guard, Indian Navy and the state agencies located the capsized trawler in the Bay of Bengal on Sunday. 9 decomposed bodies were recovered from the cabin of the vessel. 6 persons are still missing. The bodies have been brought to Sitarampur in South 24 Porganas district and kept at Katapukur morgue for identification. Blood samples have been collected from family members for DNA matching. State Fisheries Minister Rajesh Mahato said the state government stands with the bereaved families and assured that the bodies will be handed over after DNA identification and completion of legal formalities. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the United States will reinstate a blockade on Iranian shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and impose a 20% charge on cargo transiting the strategic waterway to cover the cost of maritime security. India's largest global textile event, Bharat Tex 2026, is commencing at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh will inaugurate the event. Inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5F vision, farm to fiber to factory to fashion to foreign, Bharat Tex 2026 aims at evolving into a premier platform for business investment, sourcing, innovation, policy dialogue and strategic partnership across the textile value chain. Indian men's cricket team will take on host England in the first one-day international of a 3-match series at Edgbaston in Birmingham today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. Veterans Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma return to strengthen the Indian squad, while pace spearhead Jasprit Bumrah also makes his comeback. India will be looking to bounce back after T20 international series defeats against Ireland and England. And that is the end of this news bulletin.